A different sort of economic stimulus is coming to the United States from Asia. It comes in the form of Chinese tourists, real estate tourists. They're lured here by a housing market that's gone belly up. A group of 40 Chinese shoppers came to the U.S. this week in search of foreclosed properties and other housing bargains. NPR's Anthony Kuhn talked with a couple of the tour group's members and filed this report from Beijing.
Business is good with Beijing-based lawyer 45-year-old Yin Guohua. His practice covers trade finance and real estate, and debt default cases have been keeping him busy lately. So busy, he can barely find time to be interviewed over a cup of coffee, much less go off for 2 weeks of home hunting in the U.S. But he says it's a good time to go shopping.
Nobody's certain if U.S. property prices have bottomed out yet, but prices are definitely lower than in recent years, and in general, it's a good opportunity. It's possible that prices may drop further, but people invest partly based on their needs, and I have a need for this kind of home.
Yin's law firm is getting more American clients. He and his wife are considering sending their 3-year-old son to school in the U.S. later. And besides, Yin's got the money. He says he's looking for a nice neighborhood not far from the city center, probably in New York or Los Angeles.
I'm looking for a home in the $500,000 range. But if the quality is really good, I can go higher. If it's good value for the money, I'll consider it.
If anyone asks Yin if he'd like a mortgage with his new home, he'll probably say no thanks and just pay it all at once in cash. $500,000 is a lot in a country that still has hundreds of millions of rural poor, but compared to home prices in China's top cities, it's not so bad.
In Beijing or Shanghai, it's really not expensive at all.
Vincent Mo is the founder of China's leading real estate website, SoFun.com, which is organizing the House Hunters tour.
In Beijing and Shanghai, you need to start with $500,000 U.S. dollar to buy a good area, good apartment here. If you are going to buy a house or something, you probably need to have $2 million to $5 million U.S. dollars.
Mo got around 400 applications for the 40 slots on the first group, which includes quite a few real estate professionals. They'll be bargain hunting and sightseeing in New York, Boston, Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Moore says that officials from Australia, Singapore, and Spain have recently contacted SoFun.com and expressed interest, too.
They would like to see similar groups SoFun.com can organize to do some shopping tours.
It's only in the past decade that large numbers of Chinese have saved up enough money to start buying cars and homes. The government helped things along by privatizing a lot of its housing stock a decade ago. Lawyer Yin says he already owns 3 homes.
Most Chinese people share a traditional notion. They see home ownership as very important and a key indicator of success in life.
China's government and institutional investors have so far been wary about buying up distressed U.S. assets. But there are still plenty of reasons for newly wealthy Chinese citizens to invest in the U.S. Despite the current downturn, many Chinese investors consider the U.S. real estate market as more mature and standardized than their own. Business and educational ties between the two countries are flourishing. And with China's currency strong against the dollar, there may be some bargains that are just too good to pass up. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Those Chinese house hunters do have some possible bargains. Falling home prices have created the most affordable housing market in at least 5 years. That's according to the National Association of Home Builders. More than 60% of recently sold homes were classified as affordable, which means the average family is spending 28% of its income or less to buy the house. But the Chinese visitors should be aware of the regional differences. New York City is currently the least affordable city in the country. And the most affordable city is Indianapolis, Indiana, for the 14th consecutive quarter.